On 7th August 2021, a few days after Ms. Khan told the untruth in Parliament, she confessed this to Mr. Singh over the phone. The next day, she met him, along with Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal. Ms. Khan told them about the untruth as well. At this meeting, Mr. Singh told Ms. Khan to take the untruth to the grave. This was the court's finding. There is contemporaneous evidence showing this. In particular, Ms. Khan sent a WhatsApp message to two of her close WP colleagues immediately after the meeting. The message recorded that the three WP leaders had agreed that the best thing to do is to take the information to the grave. That's a quote. The courts also found that at this 8th August meeting, Ms. Lim had said that probably the issue won't come up again, and Mr. Singh did not contradict her view. However, before the COP, Mr. Singh vehemently denied Ms. Khan's account that she had been asked to take the untruth to the grave. He said, and I quote, "This would be highly inaccurate. It is a complete lie." The other two WP leaders denied it before the COP too. All three claimed instead that they did not discuss with Ms. Khan what should be done about the untruth on this 8 August meeting. Mr. Singh said that she had to speak to her parents first. Mr. Singh continued to say this during his court trial. With the benefit of the court judgments, we now know that it was in fact Mr. Singh and the other two WP leaders who had lied about what was said at this meeting. The court found that their attitude had been clear and simple. They believed that there was no need to tell the truth because they did not think that the matter would surface again. They thought it would be buried forever. For the next 2 months until October 2021, Mr. Singh did not discuss the untruth with Ms. Khan, nor do anything to get her to correct it. This was despite him actively monitoring her other parliamentary work during this time. 3rd October 2021 meeting. On 3rd October 2021, one day before Parliament sat on 4th October 2021, Mr. Singh visited Ms. Khan at her home. He told Ms. Khan he had a feeling that the issue of the untruth might be raised the next day. He wanted to discuss what should be done if the topic came up. The District Court found that during this meeting, Mr. Singh guided Mr. Khan to continue her untruth in Parliament. This is consistent with the finding of the COP. So, when Mr. Singh denied this before the COP and the court, he was again lying. The next day, when Minister Shanmugam asked Ms. Khan for further details of her anecdote in Parliament, Ms. Khan doubled down on the untruth. Both Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim were present in the House. When Ms. Khan reiterated the untruth, they did nothing to correct her. They allowed Parliament to be misled again. Mr. Faisal also learnt about the exchange in Parliament later that day. 11th October meeting with Mr. Low Tak Yang. The police emailed Ms. Khan on 7th October 2021, requesting to interview her to obtain more details for the investigation. She forwarded this email to Mr. Singh and the other two WP leaders. On 11 October 2021, Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim consulted Mr. Low Tak Yang, the WP's former Secretary General, on what steps to take in relation to the untruth. Even as they sought Mr. Low's advice, they were not honest with him. Critically, they did not reveal that they had known about Ms. Khan's untruth since 8th August 2021. Mr. Low said that he only learned this 2 years later in 2023. At that point, Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim were also still hopeful that the government might not discover the untruth. Ms. Lim told Mr. Low that discovering the untruth was not easy because there were so many police stations in Singapore. Again, Mr. Singh did not disagree with her. It was Mr. Low who impressed upon Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim that Ms Khan had to clarify the untruth and apologise to Parliament, regardless of whether it might be discovered by the government. This was the turning point in WP's response to the untruth. Following this meeting with Mr Lowe, arrangements were finally made for Ms Khan to clarify the untruth. She eventually did so via a personal statement in Parliament on 1st November 2021. In short, Mr Singh and the other two WP leaders hid the truth for months. They only decided to come clean after Mr Lowe, their former Secretary General, advised them to do so. Disciplinary panel proceedings and the press conference. What happened next was not edifying. The day after Ms Khan clarified the untruth, the WP announced that it had formed a disciplinary panel, or a DP, to look into her admissions in Parliament. The DP comprised Mr Singh, Ms Lim and Mr Faisal, the very persons to whom she had confessed her untruth in August 2021, from whom she had sought advice, who had agreed to guide her to take the truth to the grave, and, in the case of Mr Singh, who had said he would not judge her. Well, he did proceed to sit in judgment upon her, personally. In the course of the DP proceedings, when Ms Khan requested a second interview with the DP, Mr Singh replied, and I quote, "Dear Raisa, I hope you can see that it is precisely your character and behaviour that is under review here, in view of your actions in Parliament and your decision to stick to the untruthful anecdote when asked again in October." On 30th November 2021, Mr Singh, Ms Lim and Mr Faisal recommended to the WPCEC that for lying to Parliament, Ms Khan should be expelled from the party within 24 hours if she did not resign. The WPCEC accepted their recommendation. Ms Khan resigned from the WP that same day. What is most troubling about this episode is that Mr Singh, Ms Lim and Mr Faisal failed to declare to the WPCEC or their own party members, let alone the public, that all three of them had actually known about the untruth since August 2021, and all three had been involved in guiding Ms Khan to maintain her untruth. One does not need to be a lawyer or a parliamentarian to know that this is improper and wrong, legally and morally. As the district court observed, and I quote, "There would have been a real concern that the three WP leaders may not be seen to be able to act fairly or impartially when inquiring into Ms Khan's behaviour, as their own conduct in the affair would also come under scrutiny, and they had in fact acted to conceal their involvement in guiding Ms Khan to maintain the untruth since 8 August 2021. Close quotes. Mr Singh claimed that this information was not provided because it was irrelevant. Yet, on 2nd October, on 2nd December 2021, hours before the COP hearing was due to begin, Mr Singh held a press conference and admitted for the very first time that the three WP leaders had known of Ms Khan's untruth shortly after she had said it on 3rd August 2021. Mr Singh described this timing as pure, complete coincidence. This was unbelievable. And here is what the district court found, and I quote, at paragraph 497. Notably, Mr Singh only publicly disclosed his own prior knowledge of the untruth when holding a press conference on 2nd December 2021, the very day that the COP was to hear evidence from Ms. Lo Pei Ying and Ms. Khan. Before this, even the WPCEC was kept in the dark. Mr. Singh only made his public disclosure after Ms. Lo had told Mr. Mike Lim to let Mr. Singh know that no matter what happened, Ms. Lo would be going into the COP to tell the truth or what she knew of it, and she wanted to give Mr. Singh an opportunity to clarify or make a plan where he could put out the party's position or his position first. In the court's view, Mr. Singh's action in holding the press conference on 2nd December 2021 clearly suggested that he was trying to do damage control by preemptively disclosing his knowledge and involvement before it was publicly revealed by Ms. Low or Ms. Khan. Close quotes. When Mr. Singh appeared before the COP, he continued to lie and to distance himself from Ms. Khan's conduct. He denied making the statement about taking the untruth to the grave. That was a lie. He said that he had wanted Ms. Khan to tell the truth in October 2021. That was another lie. These were even graver than other lies because he was giving them in evidence before a parliament committee and he was speaking under oath. For willfully giving these false answers, Mr. Singh was charged and eventually convicted by the district court. His appeal was dismissed.